views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Welcome to Intuit University, compassionate guidance, connecting you to your inner wisdom with internationally renowned psychic and medium, Sherry Dillard. Sherry believes that we're all psychic, and she's the expert in understanding the various ways that intuition naturally surfaces and activating your most powerful and natural wisdom, your psychic knowing. Get ready for an hour of practical spirituality, fun, and a magic carpet ride into the spirit realm. This hit show is a combination of call-in readings and intuitive mentoring as Sherry supports, inspires, and empowers you to create your best life in relationships, career, finances, life purpose, spirituality, and more. Tap into the divine within to harness your innate ability to co-create abundance, harmonious relationships, joy, and well-being in a fun and interesting way. Now, here's your host, Sherry Dillard.
Good afternoon, everybody. I'm so glad you're all listening in, and I'm so glad to be here today. We're going to have a good show today. We're going to talk about tarot cards, tarot readings, and all kinds of interesting things. Before we get into that, I do want to mention that starting next show, which is actually going to be August 22nd, I'm going to a different format. I've been doing every Thursday, and I'm going to start doing every second and fourth Thursday. So my next show will actually be August 22nd, and then after that, September 12th, which is the second Thursday of September. So just keep that in mind. I do have some email questions that people have been sending in. I may or may not get into those today because we have a special guest that I want to spend a lot of time with. And if you would like to call in, though, and get a bit of a tarot perspective, insight, please feel free to do that. I will also be taking your calls. The number to call is 800-930-2819. Again, that's 800-930-2819. Today, we have a special guest. I'm so happy to have her here. She lives just up the road from me. We've both been in this area for a long time, and strangely enough, we've actually never met face-to-face. Kind of strange. Her name is Beth Owl's daughter. She is a mystic, a seer, a spiritual guide. And she's also a trained priestess and intuitive. She devotes her life to sharing her gifts with thousands of clients worldwide. Since 1972, her lifelong passion has been working with the tarot. Beth is a master level tarotist and member of many organizations that promote ethics and excellence in the practice of tarot. I hope I'm saying that right. Tarot?
Yeah.
Okay, good. An internationally respected leader, teacher, writer, and reader. She's a reader, teacher, writer, and leader in the professional tarot community. She's published hundreds of articles, reviews, and columns about the tarot, both in print and online, and her blog and her newsletter. And she's received many awards for this. She's the founder and organizer of one of the world's largest, oldest, and most successful tarot social groups, the Triangle Tarot and Friends Meetup. A former officer of the board of directors for Cherry Hill Seminary, which is the world's first and only graduate-level educational institution for pagan clergy. Beth Owl's daughter is also an ordained interdenominational minister, a Reiki healer, and she practices the craft with deep roots in the reclaiming and fairy traditions, which I want to know more about that in a minute. She lives in a little cottage in the woods of northern Durham, that's in North Carolina, with her husband John and their rescue cat and countless spirit allies. These days, having completed her second Saturn return, she is deepening her magical practice and doing more teaching and writing. So welcome to the show, Beth Owl's daughter. I'm so happy to have you here.
Oh, thank you, Sherry. It's good to be here.
Yeah, so before we go any further, I know we do have a caller on the line, which we're going to get to in hopefully this segment. If not, we'll start off the next segment with her. But before we get into that, what is reclaiming and fairy traditions?
Oh, goodness. Well, reclaiming is a tradition of witchcraft that has its roots in an older tradition started by the Andersons. So there's this whole lineage. It's basically a practice of earth-based spirituality that focuses on seasonal lore, seasonal practices, and personal responsibility and magic working in the world. So, and then the fairy traditions that I'm more closely associated, although there is another fairy tradition. It's very confusing. There's another fairy tradition from which reclaiming has its roots, which, of course, I'm aligned with that. But the F-A-E-R-I-E tradition that I'm referring to has to do with Celtic shamanic spirituality and traditions from, you know, the British Isles primarily.
Oh, interesting. Okay. So how long have you been practicing that?
The craft or?
Yeah, I'm just interested in
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah. When I was a little girl, I always sympathized with the witches in the movies. So maybe my whole life, and I know from past lifetimes, but I really didn't know what it was until probably the late 80s, early 90s.
Mm-hmm.
It's just something I always felt. I felt like the earth was a living divine feminine presence, actually, is how I have experienced her. And so I kind of was feeling my way until I found out there's all these other people doing this, and they have a name for it. So,
I see. Interesting.
Yeah, yeah, so it's been quite a journey.
And how long have you been studying and working with the tarot?
Since I fell in love with my first deck in 1972. I had dabbled a little bit in astrology and the I Ching.
Mm-hmm.
I've always been really interested in the occult and the extraordinary realities that you would run across. But my first deck of tarot cards, it was love at first sight. I saw these images and I somehow felt them on a cellular level. I recognized them. So.
And have you been working with others, working with clients since kind of your...
Not since then. No, actually, I had a real job for a large portion of my life. I worked in the real world in corporate America and so forth, but I never gave up the tarot. In fact, I went through phases where I wasn't even sure about my spirituality at all, but the tarot has always been one common factor throughout my life that I've just always loved. So
it was
probably going on 15 years ago that some of my private clients basically had an intervention and told me to go public. And
oh, really?
Yeah. So I prayed about it a lot and I thought about it and I just did that, and I absolutely love it. It's sort of like the V8 moment of, oh my God, I love this. I could have been doing this all along. But I also do know that I'm very grateful for having spent many years in the mundane, so-called mundane workplace, because I really do understand how that life is, how seductive it can be, how painful it can be at times, and how it's something that so many people are struggling to transform into a more meaningful and spiritual
right.
So.
Yeah. We're going to take a break in a minute here. I do want to say we do have a caller on the line. The segment went by really quickly. When we come back, we're going to start off with our caller. And, again, we're going to be taking calls today, 800-930-2819. This is Beth Owl's daughter. Her website is www.owlsdaughter.com. You might want to just give that a look. Again, that's owlsdaughter.com. My website is... of course, www.sherrydiller.com. And, of course, I always love it when you look at my website. And if you haven't signed up for my newsletter, please feel free to do that. When we come back, like I said, we'll start off with a caller. And we'll get then more into the tarot, because I want to find out what a soul card, my soul card, I want to know what that is. All right, so we will be right back.
Tune into Intuit University, compassionate guidance, connecting you to your inner wisdom with internationally renowned psychic and medium, Sherry Dillard, each Thursday at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern. Get ready for an hour of practical spirituality, fun, and a magic carpet ride into the spirit realm. This hit show is a combination of call-in readings and intuitive mentoring, as Sherry supports, inspires, and empowers you to create your highest good in relationships, career, finances, life purpose, spirituality, and more. For more information, visit SherryDillard.com.
Tune in each Wednesday at noon Pacific, 3 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com to Inspired Action Radio with Jennifer B., mastering the art of dream building in the real world. This hit show will inspire you to start painting the canvas of your life and bring your unique spirit and your amazingly intelligent mind together to find an incredible, practical, real-world strategy to building a life with epic results. Tune in to Inspired Action Radio with Jennifer B.
Are you looking for positive answers to tough questions in your personal and professional life? On Purpose Radio with Karen Florence is a riveting show that will help you reveal your own truth and begin to live the life you've always wanted. Karen's dynamic approach to coaching people in all areas of their lives has made her one of the most sought-after coaches today. Tune in each Thursday at 7 a.m. Pacific and 10 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com and visit OnPurposeRadio.com.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
If you want to write a book, find your soulmate, change careers, Saskia helps her clients to reinvent their lives through her breakthrough program, Seven Gifts to Unlock Your Breakthrough Miracle.
The daily support, the guided meditation, the powerful exercises designed of the seven gifts to unlock your miracle to expand awareness and help me to consciously create the life I want for myself and my family.
You'll learn her proven secrets to unlock your miracle in just 7 days.
You know, each day I look forward to discovering what new technique or tool Saskia offers us in order to find our highest purpose. It offers that daily. I am held accountable for my goals to live a healthy and happy life. Right now, I have renewed energy to write my book, and I even wrote my first chapter after only 5 days of this program.
Visit BreakthroughMiracle.com to receive your free seven gifts to unlock your miracle or to schedule a free breakthrough session with Saskia. Call 978-302-0861.
Hello, everybody. This is Intuit University, and you're listening with me, Sherry Dillard, and with my guest, tarot expert, priestess, Beth Owl's daughter, and she's here today. She's going to help us today understand tarot a little bit better, and she's going to also do some tarot card readings if you would like some insight. We do have somebody on the line. We're going to start with Brian. You got there for me.
I have Christine from San Francisco, and I welcome you to Intuit University, Christine.
Hello.
Hi, Christine. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing quite well today. So, did you have a question or anything you'd like to get some insight on?
Yeah, I do. So, I was dating someone for the last 2 months, and then, I've been kind of holding off being intimate with him, but for some reason, like, last Wednesday, like, he kind of told me he's not seeing anyone, I'm not seeing anyone, and then, like, so it happened. And then, like, on Monday night, like, he called me and told me that he actually was not ready for a relationship. So it seems like, he just bailed out after it happened. So I'm feeling hurt by it still. So I was wondering if it was...
That's kind of difficult, isn't it?
I just want to know if it was just all about just him getting there, or how could you just say you're not ready for a relationship after you got that, after we've been kind of knowing each other the last 2 months? So I'm really hurt. Like, part of me felt he was genuine, and then some of my friends said it was just all about that. He really didn't have any intention for a relationship. And he told me he was ready till when we got there. Then he realized he wasn't. But, I mean, you know, so, yeah, I just need some insight on that.
Yeah, I'm sorry that you went through that. That is really not a, really be kind of stinging. All right, I'm going to let Beth Owl's daughter jump in a moment. But before I do, what's his first initial? What's the first initial of his name?
P.
P. All right, let me just see kind of the energy I'm getting here. You know, Christine, I have to tell you that I know he said that he wasn't ready, but I'm getting that you weren't really ready too, you know?
Okay.
I feel like, you want to be ready, and I feel like you kind of pushed yourself to be ready, and I feel like, you kind of really aren't ready though, and even though it feels like it came from him, I feel like it's actually more something that you in your own heart was feeling. And I feel like it just, it's not, it, it just wasn't the time for this with you. And, you know, I know it's difficult. I know it's hard, but I kind of, I feel like I said that, your instinct was right to kind of like put that off a little bit to kind of get to know him better.
Yeah.
I feel like you were kind of on the right track with that, you know? And I feel like there's a lot of power brewing for you, and he might have kind of touched in on some of that power that you have, and not in an aggressive way. You're not like, you know, kind of cuckoo crazy power like that kind of thing, but just simply that, you know, you're real and wanted something real, and it feels to me that that backed him off a little bit. But, you know, the truth is it's better to have this happen at the beginning than to kind of get more and more involved and then be really shocked. The big thing, though, Christine, you need to know is that this isn't anything negative about you personally, you know? Beth, did you
have anything
you wanted to add to that, Beth?
I pulled a card just to see, and I got the King of Swords. And the King of Swords is about really using power is the magic word here. I feel like there was kind of a power challenge happening between the two of you. Your power that you were engaging, I think, was that it's really important for you to have some assurance about your relationships. I feel like, you are very cautious. You want things to happen, just like Sherry's saying exactly. It's you want it to happen, and yet you also hold back because you need to. Somebody has to earn your trust, and when they and it seemed like he finally did. But the flip side of the power challenge is that, in a way, it was for him like he wanted to earn your trust, but that's all he really wanted from the equation. Does that make sense? So having gotten that, he's sort of done with it, and it's not for you to be hurt, although I'm sure it is very painful, but my feeling about it with the King of Swords is you have really triumphed in a very important way, that you held to your high standards, and you have needed to be able to see clearly. The swords are about discernment and vision and communication. And if that's not present, and if honesty is not in the core of a relationship for you, that's going to be a problem. So the fact that he bailed, he just could not hold that together.
So basically, it wasn't just all a game to him. It was just getting in there, like winning the game, and once he won the game,
there's always something. No, it really wasn't that.
Mm-mm.
You know, I agree with Beth. I feel like you really need to kind of look at this more as your own triumph, that you really kind of were in a different place. I feel like you were in the past, and I feel like that's because you've really grown and evolved into really being present and ready and responsible to have a real relationship, and he just wasn't there with that. But that's a positive for you. I mean that
definitely.
Yeah,
definitely. You held a high standard.
So you're saying that
Go ahead, Christine. What were you going to say?
So he really wasn't ready for a relationship.
No, exactly.
And the kind of honesty that you were asking for.
Right.
And you're asking for some real clarity and honesty. And I don't think he was not really ready to play that. It
was like so is the relationship done already? I mean, do you see him come back?
No. You know what? Even if he comes back, don't get, like, I mean, be a little cautious in terms of jumping right back in. It's going to have to be a lot of communication.
Yeah.
I do feel like, you know, it's possible he will want to, at some point, I don't get it right away on his part, but my feeling is right now is that this was kind of one of those relationships that it helps you to find out something else about you, and once you get that, you can move on from that.
That's
I don't think it's in your best interest to probably even put too much energy or effort into him right now. Okay, Christine, thank you so much for calling.
Thank you.
I wish you the best.
Yeah,
okay.
Take care, Christine.
Thank you.
All right. We've got another caller in. I think we're going to wait for the next segment, which we're going to go to in just a couple minutes, and then when we come back, we'll take the next caller. Before we take our break, we've got a couple minutes here. I just want to ask you, Beth. I don't know what you're here with me, Beth.
Yeah, I'm here.
Yeah, I don't know what that was.
Whoa.
Yeah, who knows what's going on out there in all cyberspace. It's kind of weird. I know. It's kind of voices for everything. But you've written a lot about how to find an ethical, real tarot reader. What's that? I mean, what's a real reader in that way?
I've spent a lot of my career cleaning up the mess from people that reach out to a reader of all kinds, but it seems like tarot has more than its fair share. That people are really in a jam when they go to a reader a lot of times, and they're very, very vulnerable, just like our caller was just now.
Right. Yeah.
I think that it's really important for people to be on the lookout for some of the hallmarks of somebody that's not completely ethical and fair. For instance, that where you're being guided to a certain answer or you have to pay more for something.
You get
the first little bit and then you have to pay more and more for spells or candles or other accessories that were never in the original, negotiation. So
it is you know, having been in this business for so long, it really is really difficult for me when I talk to people who have been to people that have really inspired fear in them too.
Yeah, and that's it.
You know, kind of made them feel that, like you said, you know, in order to get help they're going to have to keep paying a lot of money, and only the person that they're going to can help them. It's kind of a red flag, because, you know, we all have, my feeling is we all have that power within us. We all have that intuitive power within us, and certainly, you know, our own guiding spiritual influences. And that's really the most important thing. I think that even doing this work, I feel like my hope is really to inspire others to kind of like listen to that voice within them. You know, if I have confidence with that within myself, I feel like it helps others to have confidence within themselves. And
one of the reasons I love the tarot is because when I'm in a session with somebody, especially in person, but even after the fact when I send them a picture of the cards, people experience the cards themselves. I'm the tour guide.
True.
I'm not the great Oz. I don't have the answers. They have the answers. But the cards are a wonderful prompt for them to tap in and
really
have their own understanding.
Yeah. All right, we're going to have to go to a break right now, and when we come back, we'll take our next caller. You're listening to Intuit University, Beth Owl's daughter, and Sherry Dillard, and we'll be right back.
On the cutting edge of the new mainstream, Christine Upchurch is passionate about bringing together science, psychology, and spirituality in a way that can be applied to our everyday lives for true transformation. The Christine Upchurch Show. Stellar conversations to illuminate your journey. Engages some of the most outstanding visionaries on the planet in lively dialogue to inspire you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Join Christine every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW, AM 1150, and Transformation Talk Radio.
Are you ready to have all your relationships work for you? Those with your family, friends, and coworkers? Perhaps with a lover? How about with your body and your money? Ask Susan, relationship counselor, life coach, and access consciousness facilitator. Susan Lazar Hart has assisted thousands in creating relationships that truly work for them. Ask Susan, a monthly telecall where you can be heard and receive simple tools to apply to all your relationships. AskSusan.net. That's ask-susan.net.
Tune into Intuit University, compassionate guidance, connecting you to your inner wisdom with internationally renowned psychic and medium, Sherry Dillard. Each Thursday at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern, get ready for an hour of practical spirituality, fun, and a magic carpet ride into the spirit realm. This hit show is a combination of call-in readings and intuitive mentoring, as Sherry supports, inspires, and empowers you to create your highest good in relationships, career, finances, life purpose, spirituality, and more. For more information, visit SherryDillard.com.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day, we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
Hello, everybody. This is Sherry Dillard, and so happy you're listening in today. We're talking to Beth Owl's daughter, who is a mystic seer, spiritual guide, priestess, and tarot expert. We're taking your calls, and I think we have somebody waiting for us.
We surely do. Judy from Toronto, Ontario, Canada. Welcome to Intuit University, Judy.
Thank you.
Hi. How are you today?
I'm good. Hi, Sherry. Hi, Beth.
Judy, is
Beth knows that she has a friend in Toronto named Judy.
You two have met, I take it.
Well, I just noticed, on her blog that she was going to do this. And I thought, oh, my goodness, I have to come and see you guys.
Well, that's nice. Do you have any...
Yes, I do. I have a question, and it just so happens that, yeah, I was in the midst of a miserable, little spot. And so this is great for me to ask a question. Have you ever noticed doing the intuitive work, that kind of thing, both of you, this is too, that you can find it, that you could be a little too intuitive or empathetic, as I have found, I can get lost in somebody. Somebody brings me their problems, whether it be in a reading or just in my life even too. If they're closer to me, it's even harder. And I find that I'm lost sometimes in their life because I'm such a strong, intuitive, empathetic thing in me.
Well, I just need to understand more. When you say lost, what's that like?
I lose myself. Okay, yes, I didn't make it that clear. I can lose myself in their stuff that's going on. I can lose myself in their life. I can lose my life in their life.
Feel it, like you get drawn into it and you feel it.
And I will find I am not living. I'm not living for me, whether it be in a day or worse, the way I've been feeling lately, for several weeks because of a close friend who I'm helping out and being a little bit almost like too intuitive, too empathetic. I've woken up and said, oh, here we go, I'm lost. Where's me? And once I let it go that far, once you've let it go this far, then you're in trouble because, you know, you're looking around to find that anchor or something. Back to me, please.
Right.
Does that happen to you?
Well, I understand what you're saying. I have felt what you're saying, and it's definitely something that I think that anybody who's doing this work or anybody who's empathetic, intuitive, caring, loving, just, you know, we all have to kind of really find that way back and that boundary and that power energy kind of back in ourselves. You know, one of the books I wrote is called Discover Your Psychic Type. And one of the types that I talk about is an emotional intuitive. And it sounds like you're an emotion, because people that are emotional intuitives tend to have, like, their boundaries are a little bit looser in that way because they want to help so much. They want to heal others. They want to be of service, that they can sometimes, like what you're saying, is that division between where
I am. My feelings and their feelings, my life and their life. Yeah.
So one of the things that I talk about in the book, and I do myself and I advise others to do, is to be kind of become aware of some of the other ways of being intuitive too. Because it sounds like you're so emotionally intuitive that, and let me give you an example. Emotionally intuitives, if there's also mental intuitives, physical intuitives, and spiritual intuitives. If you are, let's say, losing yourself in this helping your friend right now, this is a mental intuitive approach, which is going to be a little different than your approach. The mental intuitive approach would be somewhat detached from the emotional energy and getting pulled in, and they would be a little bit more kind of trying and intuiting and understanding at a little bit of a different kind of place of what's the dynamics here, how can I best be of service. There's just a certain detachment that some mental intuitives have that emotional intuitives don't have, you know?
Right.
And that's the thing, is to understand that you can be just as effective for others in healing and loving, but you don't have to completely let go of your boundaries in that. You know, one of the things I did, honestly, years ago, when I was really feeling that intensely, and I would, like, wake up at night with dreams of clients and feeling what they're feeling, and I just knew that I had gone way too far, you know, the whole thing. But one of the things that I started to do then was I started to work with higher guides, and I would use them and ask them for intervention, and I would let it go to them. And Mary, that's when Mother Mary, I started working with her more, because when I would ask for her intervention for whatever situation I was working with someone in, or whatever pain or problems or anything that someone was experiencing, I felt like there was then that kind of there was me, and then there was this other energy of Mary or any spiritual teacher or guide, and I could give it over completely into their hands. And I found that it was incredibly much more effective than me. They are so much better than I am at all of this, you know?
Yeah.
But Beth, how about you? Any thoughts on this?
Yeah, a couple of things that spring to mind. First of all, I'm pretty sure that I'm mostly an emotional intuitive too, and that's how I use tarot sometimes. It makes a wonderful left brain
boundary. Well, that's
true.
You're right. You know, that's a good point. Yeah,
and
it really is.
And so you're not putting up a barrier, but it's a wonderful, very permeable boundary.
You're absolutely
that engages
right.
some safety for you. The other thing too, though, Judy, is I know you've been doing this a really long time, and something I've been noticing is that I think that there's this huge shift happening where we're all having to constantly recalibrate where our boundaries are, because you can spend your whole life being at some level of intuitive, empathic, you know, openness, but because of the shift that's happening across the board, it's like our layers are being peeled away from us, and so we have to rejigger how we protect ourselves. Good energetic hygiene, you know, needs to be a constant practice, because we're all becoming more and more open, whether we like it or not. You know, I have
to like it. That's it, Beth. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So
I really think that you made me cry there. You've touched on something.
Wow.
That I feel that I'm this past, you know, years, like I've been peeled away, way more open. Yeah,
wow.
Got to work on those boundaries. And
I think it happens to all of us, and it could be a surprise, you know, we're not really expecting it because we think, oh, I got this figured out, but and you don't, you know.
Right.
And Sherry, when you're talking about Mother Mary, have you seen Clarissa Pinkola Estes's new book, Untie the Strong Woman?
I have seen that.
It's all
yes.
about Mother
right.
Mary.
Yeah, no, I know. Actually, there's been a few books that have come back out in the last year, 2012 and 13, about Mary, spiritual books.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of interesting. Mm-hmm. Judy, thank you so much for calling.
Okay.
I wish you the best.
Thank you for your help, both of
you.
Thank you,
Judy. All right, you take care.
Mm-hmm.
All right, we're going to have to take a break again. We're going to take a break in a few minutes. But before we do, I have the burning desire to know what a tarot soul card is. Beth, what is that? Quick, you're going to have to talk quick. Sorry, I hate to push you here, but I want to know what this is, and we have, like, no time. So actually, maybe we're going to have to come.
Let's come back
to
that.
Actually, you know what? Go ahead. Just tell us a little bit about it.
Okay, well, your tarot soul card is something that I first became aware of through the work of Mary Kay Greer and Angelus Arian. And the tarot school up in New York also works with it in a slightly different way. But I just love it because you have just like your sun sign in astrology, you have a tarot soul card that's based on the numerology of your date of birth. That is a fantastic way to understand what your this lifetime soul work is. And so it's something that you can get really personal and juicy with in terms of the tarot. And just like your sun sign, it's not the whole deal. There are certain other configurations, but it's the easiest to figure out, and it's very, very powerful stuff.
Hmm.
In a
so
nutshell.
Based on your numerology of the date you were born...
Mm-hmm. Your month, your date, and your year.
Uh-huh. You can
kind of... You basically just add that up and reduce it down to a number between, that hopefully is like a
right.
one-digit number. That's your soul card.
I see. That's very interesting. Huh. And then that's in the major deck I have taken.
Yeah, and, it also will apply to the minors. So if it's like three, you're going to be wanting to look at the three in the minor arcana, too, but your soul card is really the major arcana. It talks about what your life's challenges and lessons are. It's a deep revelation of your persona in this lifetime and the things that you're working with. And
all right.
It's like an
archetype. We're going to need to take a break now. We'll be right back.
In to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
Tune in to The Michelle Bond Show. Awaken to a new reality each Tuesday on TransformationTalkRadio.com at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern for leading-edge empowering knowledge and information which gives hope to everyone from the healthy to the health-challenged and learn the latest complementary and alternative healing modalities. This new reality will introduce you to an unlimited world of possibilities with the gumption to take epic action for your life. Visit TheMichelleBondShow.com and step into your new reality.
Tune into Intuit University, compassionate guidance, connecting you to your inner wisdom with internationally renowned psychic and medium, Sherry Dillard. Each Thursday at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern. Get ready for an hour of practical spirituality, fun, and a magic carpet ride into the spirit realm. This hit show is a combination of call-in readings and intuitive mentoring, as Sherry supports, inspires, and empowers you to create your highest good in relationships, career, finances, life purpose, spirituality, and more. For more information, visit SherryDillard.com.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life, too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
Tune in Fridays at 10 a.m. Pacific Time, 1 p.m. Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio.
The Awakening Radio with Patricia. This hit show awakens your dormant, divine, feminine energy. The Awakening Show is the next step on your evolutionary journey through life. Get ready to awaken the dormant seedings within you, your soul's encodement, power, and purpose, and bring this forward with confidence and clarity through the power of your own voice. This show promises to boldly go where you've been before. You just need to remember. Be inspired. Become rewired with The Awakening Radio. Visit awakeningradio.com for weekly topics.
Called the Oprah of radio by her listeners, award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's thedrpatshow.com for listening times in your area.
Hello, everybody. This is Intuit University, and we're talking today to Beth Owl's daughter. I just want to mention, again, her website. You're going to find out more about her readings, about your tarot soul card. Her website, again, is www.owlsdaughter.com. And my website, www.sherrydiller.com. Please feel free. Check it out. Sign up for my newsletter. We do have a caller that has been patiently waiting, and we want to get her in before we're done with the show today. So, Brian, who do you have there for us?
I have Kara Mora from Savannah, Georgia. Welcome to Intuit University.
Kara Mora, how are you today?
I'm fine, thank you. It's Kamora.
Oh, Kamora. Kamora. Mm-hmm. I like that name. So what would you what's going on today? What would you like some insight on?
Just the direction that my family needs to go in. I feel like we're kind of in a rut and trying to get out of it and not repeat the cycle.
Your family?
Financially.
Financially. I see. But you said your family, not just you, right?
Right. My husband and I, when I say that.
Excuse me?
I was saying my husband and I.
Oh, your husband. Okay, I didn't know if you meant your bigger mother-father family or, your husband.
No, just my immediate family.
Okay, well, Beth, what are you getting on this?
Well, I pulled the Eight of Swords for you, and that's a really interesting card about feeling like you're trapped and you can't get out. But the swords of the tarot are about attitude and perception, not necessarily physical reality. Also, it's sort of a picture of a woman that's like a damsel in distress, and she's blindfolded. So I'm thinking from this that there's other opportunities you're not seeing, and like you say, there's a habit, a habitual attitude or way of thinking about things that is keeping you stuck, but you don't have to be stuck. So I would say start to really think outside the box and open yourself up to some new ideas, inspiration, get some feedback from other people that have a different perspective than yours, and really the bondage that you're feeling with your financial situation is very painful and scary. That is really true. But you have a lot more options, I think, than you're realizing right now.
You know, Kamora, what I'm getting, thank you, Beth, what I'm getting, too, is that I'm getting that you're at the end of somewhat of a cycle for yourself, and you really can't repeat, you know, obviously the past where you've been. My feeling is that, let's see, I know you want this sooner than what I'm going to say, but my feeling is there's going to be some doors opening for you into mid to late October that's going to give you some opportunities and some work that you haven't been really kind of have enough confident to really kind of step into before. I feel like it's really important right now for you and your husband, although it may be tempting, is not to try to get like hope for the quick fix on anything, because I feel like you're like establishing yourselves in a different way, and it's going to require some patience to do this. And especially with your husband, I feel, you know, I feel like he's really kind of frustrated right now. I feel like he doesn't feel recognized for what he's doing. He feels like he's, you know, like kind of feeling somewhat invisible. That's going to begin to change for him. But the big thing with this change for him is that he's going to have to recognize it, because really some doors are going to begin to open. The good thing is you're ending this cycle you've been in. Feeling like it's ending into September, and like I said, new doors opening in October for you. And I feel like going into the new year, it's going to be like honestly, it's not going to be overnight. It's going to require a fair amount of patience and taking one step at a time. Have your husband or either one of you ever wanted to do work on your own, like more self-employment, or have you tried doing that?
Yeah, my husband especially, he's had several businesses.
Right. You know, I keep getting that, and I keep feeling like, and I know he doesn't want to hear this, but I feel like right now that door isn't going to open for that until 2014, and I feel like there's something coming his way into about maybe midwinter about that. I feel up until that time, he's working for someone else now, though, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's going to have to stay with what he's doing until about February-ish. And then I get some opportunities for a business that I do feel, again, you know, he wants to go for the big thing on a quick time period. He's going to have to slow down on this, because there's something coming in that way that's going to really bring in some solid, good financial income. But it's one step at a time, and really... Please encourage him not to be overly anxious, because that's when he gets into trouble. You know that?
Oh.
He's got to be like the turtle right now, because that, and just look at building the base of that. But I do feel good in that he's kind of gotten it, you know, and the cycle is changing. And
yeah.
I do feel a successful self-employment for him in 2014.
Okay.
All right, my dear. Thank you so much for calling.
Thank you.
All right, my dear Beth. We've got a few minutes here, and so do you know what my soul card is?
I do. Okay, so if your birthday is July 22nd, it's okay to say on the air what year it is?
No, it's not okay to say that.
Okay, then. I'm glad I stopped. Your soul card works out to be the Chariot, number 7.
You know what's so funny? When you said that to me, when you said I'll figure out your soul, I got an image of the Chariot in my head.
You're a
Chariot. That's funny.
Person. So the Chariot is all about harnessing all of these different aspects of yourself and setting your goals and being very driven in a lot of ways towards success, but also towards a higher vision. So you're very tenacious, you're very focused on what is really important to you. You're able to detach emotionally in order to get the job done. Chariot people are also very tender inside. It's related to the sign of Cancer, the Crab, but they can sometimes present this kind of tough exterior shell that's not really to ward people off, but just to be strong and to get the achievement and the goals that they envision done. But deep inside, they're very tender-hearted. You love to be around water, especially.
Oh, I do love water. I do love my water. Do you know that I'm a Cancer rising, Cancer sun, and my moon is also fourth house? It's not Cancer,
goodness.
But it's fourth house. Yeah, isn't that funny? I'm like a Cancer baby.
You are.
I really am. It's kind of funny. But, you know, that's very interesting. I certainly hope that people take a look at your website, which, again, is BethOwlsDaughter.com. By the way, I do want to mention for anybody who's listening in, who's in North Carolina, in the Raleigh area, or would like to come for a visit to Raleigh area this weekend. Beth is going to be offering a class this Sunday, August 11th, on the basic introduction to tarot, which sounds like a really good place to start. And then in September, she's going to have part two of the class. And by the end of that class, you will be reading that tarot for yourself, your friends, and who knows where that can go. I mean, that sounds like an exciting class. So you can find out more about this on her website. Again, I've mentioned it a few times. Why not again? Owlsdaughter.com. And I'm certain you do phone sessions, don't you?
I sure do. About half of my clients I've never met in person. Also, if you want to know more about the soul cards, I have articles on my website.
Oh, interesting.
Explain all that stuff.
Great. Yeah, I'm going to definitely read that myself. Yeah. All right, my dear, thank you so much. One day we will be.
Thank you so much, Jerry. Thank you, everybody.
Kroger's or something. I'm kidding about that. Okay, everyone, I will talk to you. See you all on August 22nd is my next show, and we will be doing call-in sessions, call-in readings. If you have a question, give me an email, and have a great week. Bye-bye.
You've been listening to Intuit University, compassionate guidance connecting you to your inner wisdom with internationally renowned psychic and medium Sherry Dillard. Tune in the second and fourth Thursday each month at 12 p.m. Pacific Time, 3 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. And get ready for an hour of practical spirituality and a fun and magic carpet ride into the spirit realm. Sherry will combine call-in readings and intuitive mentoring as she supports, inspires, and empowers you to create your best life in relationships, career, finances, life purpose, spirituality, and more. For more information about Sherry and to schedule your personal session, visit www.sherrydillard.com. That's www.sherrydillard.com. See you on Transformation Talk Radio.
You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio. Our hosts are setting a new standard for a fresh kind of talk radio, creating conversations that are transforming the world, one listener at a time. Transformation Talk Radio's mission is to broadcast a distinct blend of live talk radio interviews with a mix of uplifting and intelligent news, educational and practical information. Topics range from personal development to critical issues relevant to a rapidly changing world. Stay tuned. Transformation Talk Radio starts at the top of every hour. Transformation Talk Radio showcases a distinct blend of live talk radio interviews with a mix of uplifting and intelligent news, education, and practical information. Topics range from personal development to critical issues relevant to a rapidly changing world. Our hosts bring together some of the planet's most preeminent and visionary change makers, best-selling authors, motivational speakers, leading-edge scientists and futurists, environmentalists and educators, world-renowned spiritual leaders, inventors, filmmakers, artists, mystics, and healers that are stimulating and supporting individual and collective growth. Get ready to create positive cultural shifts on Transformation Talk Radio. Join us in making a meaningful difference in the world. TransformationTalkRadio.com. That's TransformationTalkRadio.com.
You're tuned in to Transformation Talk Radio. Think the Dr. Pat shows the cat's meow? Just listen to what some of her transformative guests have had to say.
What's your personal message? What would you like to leave us with?
Believe in yourself always. Remember that you are a gift. You are a miracle. And the only way you can return any part of that gift is what you do with it. Live into yourself. Be that miracle.
I love it. Eldon Taylor, everyone.
And thank you, Pat. I love joining you. You're a wonderful host.
Thank you. And we're going to bring Eldon back because we just haven't even scratched the surface here. Thank you all for tuning us in, turning us on.
Thank you for listening. And keep us tuned in right here on Transformation Talk Radio.
Transformation Talk Radio, a higher consciousness perspective. The hosts on Transformation Talk Radio offer a positive and new
paradigm shift, a new vision for a collective future. They are empowering and helping all of us experience a powerful wave of personal shifts and cultural change as we break through to even greater levels of awareness. Take down our toll-free number, 1-800-930-2819. Call in, connect, make sure you tap into some of the world's most empowering psychics, healers, and more. Get an on-air reading with the best. Tune in, TransformationTalkRadio.com. Hey, everybody, we'll see you there.
Stimulating talk
gets those synapses in the brain firing really fast.
All the time.
The number one.
Transformation Talk Radio.
Transformation Talk Radio.
A higher consciousness perspective. The hosts on Transformation Talk Radio offer a positive and new paradigm shift, a new vision for a collective future. They are empowering and helping all of us experience a powerful wave of personal shifts and cultural change as we break through to even greater levels of awareness. Take down our toll-free number, 1-800-930-2819. Call in, connect, make sure you tap into some of the world's most empowering psychics, healers, and more. Get an on-air reading with the best. Tune in, TransformationTalkRadio.com. Hey, everybody, we'll see you there.
We are living in a time of great challenges and greater opportunity for transformation. The good news is that public awareness of the need for change is also growing exponentially. More than ever, your transformative message is needed to empower millions across the globe.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat, host of the Dr. Pat Show, and I'm excited about announcing an unprecedented opportunity for growth as we expand our broadcast by launching Transformation Talk Radio and the Transformation Network. Join me and a team of amazing people and host your own show on Transformation Talk Radio. Get ready to expand your horizons, tap into the best listeners anywhere, and join one of the most positive and expansive networks today.
Historically, there came a time when the boundary of water was transcended as man developed the boat, and the barriers of water became freeways. Join Dr. Pat as she launches this exciting venture. To host a show, call 1-800-930-2819 or email host at transformationtalkradio.com.
Ugh, aren't you tired of the same old negative vibe?
Hey, Valerie, have you heard about transformationtalkradio.com?
No, what's that?
Dr. Pat is launching a new network.
And Dr. Pat!
Dr. Pat!
How many hours is she going to be on?
It won't be all Dr. Pat. She'll be joined by her friends, transformative hosts from around the globe. TransformationTalkRadio.com is a 24/7 network.
24 hours of Dr. Pat and her guests?
No, 24 hours of Dr. Pat and her hosts.
Oh my gosh, I'm so excited. Where's it going to be broadcast?
You're going to be able to hear her in Seattle, Boston, Connecticut, New York, Rhode Island, on over 300 cable radio stations, and on the internet everywhere. Listen live at TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Great! We should spread the word!
Absolutely, spread the word. Go to TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Stop. Get out of that car. Stop living your life in the passenger seat. Tune in to TransformationTalkRadio.com and let us help you drive.
Transformation Talk Radio.com, transforming the world.